We need to know everything you know. We need to know it now.
Okay. But first, I'll take my car, my parents. Maybe you should write that down. Oh, and her juvie record. That's got to be gone. Like, forever.
Come with me. We'll talk about your car.
Thank you.
Man's an extortionist.
All right, here's the situation. We've all had direct contact with the NBEs.
NBEs?
Non-biological extraterrestrials. Try and keep up with the acronyms.
What you're about to see is totally classified.
Dear God, what is this?
We think when he made his approach over the North Pole, our gravitational field screwed up his telemetry. He crashed in the ice, probably a few thousand years ago. We shipped him here to this facility in 1934.
Call him NBE-1.
Well, sir, I don't mean to correct you on everything you think you know, but... I mean, that's Megatron. He's the leader of the Decepticons.
He's been in cryostasis since 1935. Your great-great-grandfather made one of the greatest discoveries in the history of mankind.
Fact is, you're looking at the source of the modern age. The microchip, lasers, spaceflight, cars, all reverse engineered by studying him. NBE-1. That's what we call it.
And you didn't think the United States military might need to know that you're keeping a hostile alien robot frozen in the basement?
Until these events, we had no credible threat to national security.
Well, you got one now.
So why Earth?
It's the AllSpark.
AllSpark? What is that?
Well, yeah, they came here looking for some sort of cube-looking thing. Anyway, Mr. NBE-1 here, a.k.a. Megatron, that's what they call him, it's pretty much the harbinger of death, wants to use the cube to transform human technology to take over the universe. That's their plan.
And you sure about that?
Yeah. You guys know where it is, don't you?
Follow me.
You're about to see our crown jewel.
Carbon dating puts the cube here around 10,000 BC. The first seven didn't find it until 1913. They knew it was alien because of the matching hieroglyphics on the cube as well as NB1. President Hoover had the dam built around it. 4 football fields thick of concrete, a perfect way to hide its energy from being detected by anyone or any alien species on the outside.